This might be a very strange time for us to be thinking about Christmas, but in the church year, today is the day that we call Annunciation. We're 9 months before the birth of Christ, and today our reading is from Luke chapter 1, where the angel announces the birth of Christ to Mary. We hear verses 34 to 38, and he has just made that announcement that she will give birth to the Messiah. She says, "How can this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Goes on to say, "For nothing is impossible with God." Sometimes God's word can really challenge our logic and challenge our reason. The words that were given to Mary by that angel, I'm sure, puzzled her, which is why she asked the question. Sometimes our logic can be so puzzled by what God tells us in His Word that we're tempted to not believe it and to throw it aside. We think about Abraham's wife when she was told, when she overheard Abram, her husband, being told that she would be giving birth to a son in her very old age. We're told she turned inside of the tent cover and laughed. We think of the mourners when Jesus comes to the house of Jairus and is going to bring her little daughter back to life from the dead. And he says to them that she's not dead but sleeping, and how they laughed at him. Even Jesus' own disciple, Thomas, who had witnessed multiple miracles, when he hears that Christ has risen, he doubts it. He just has a hard time believing it. And really, whenever that happens, we are tempted to take our reason and our logic and elevate it above the Word of God, and to assume that we know better. And we can do that with many different teachings in the Bible. Baptism, the Lord's Supper, creation, issues of morality. We're often tempted to think that we know so much better than what God has said in His Word. In fact, that temptation is so strong that sometimes even the outward, visible Christian church will openly deny things that are inside of the Word of God. So God gives us this text for us to learn something from humble Mary. Think about Mary's situation for a moment. Think about just how dramatically this news from God was going to change her life. She not only had logical struggles with this statement from the angel, but this was going to dramatically now alter all the plans that she had for her life. And yet, in humble, simple faith, she simply bows to the Word of God, even when it appears to be unreasonable. Mary represents sort of a paradox to the world. She appears to be one of the lowliest of women, and yet her womb is filled with the Almighty God. She appears to be, to the world, an immoral, a loose woman. And yet by faith in the Savior that's inside of her, she is absolutely holy and spotless. She appears to be carrying the most feeble of all human beings in this little infant. And yet here is the Lord of all things. The proper way for us to honor Mary is to observe her wonderful faith in the Word of God and in her Savior. Just later on, when she goes to announce this pregnancy to her cousin, she breaks into what we think of as the Magnificat, and she says, "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." So faith always bows to the Word of God, and inside of that Word it finds this wonderful treasure, because inside of His Word God has placed the greatest gifts that He has to give us, especially the forgiveness of all of our sins, the righteousness we need to enter heaven on Judgment Day, and the entrance into everlasting life through faith in Christ. And God has placed all of that inside of the birth of His Son for our salvation. No wonder Jesus says to us about His Word, "The words that I give you, they are spirit and they are life." So as we celebrate the Annunciation and thinking of ahead about the birth of Christ on Christmas, may we also say with Mary as she spoke to the angel, "May it be to me according to your word." May God grant it for our sake and for our salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the precious gift of faith you've given us in our hearts to trust in our Lord and our Lord Jesus, and also in the wonderful word you have given us. We pray that you would help us to avoid unbelief and doubt, and strengthen us always by this word that we may someday be by your side. We thank you for the wonderful gift of your Son for our salvation. We pray this in his glorious name. Amen. May God bless your day.